Hi there, and welcome to the next DBN podcast. My name is Melanie Kant, and today I'm joined by Alison Dorr from Hello Friday. Hello, Alison.
Hello, Melanie. How are you this morning?
Do you know what? I'm fine, thank you. I say this every time, and I am a little bit tired, but you don't want to know about that. Alison, you're quite new at DBN, aren't you? And quite new at your business because you started your business during lockdown. Is that right?
It is. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So for our listeners, can you please officially introduce yourself and your business?
Yes. So I am Alison Dorr, as Melanie said, and my company is called Hello Friday Virtual Business Support.
Oh, right. Okay. So that sounds really interesting. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do, Alison?
Yeah, sure. So we're at Hello Friday. It's just me at the moment, to be honest. So it's the royal we. I don't know why I say that. I think everybody does, don't they, when they talk about their company, even if they are just one person.
Yes.
Yeah, so at Hello Friday, I help small business owners, entrepreneurs, and the like with tasks that they have that, you know, they don't have time to do, or they don't know how to do, and basically try and lighten their load and give them the time and space, you know, to grow their business. So that's it. I'll go into a bit more detail, but yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
No, that's brilliant. So what inspired you to start up your business? Because, you know, the last 6 months has been quite traumatic for a lot of business owners. You know, it's lovely to hear that through everything that's going on, that there are still a lot of businesses starting up, and not only just starting up, but they're thriving as well. So if you can just tell us a little bit about sort of perhaps your business journey to lead you up to starting up your own business this year.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So I've worked for Hitachi. Well, in my previous life, I worked for Hitachi for just short 20 years. And so I started when I was 17, a very long time ago, back in 2007. I'm giving away my age. And so I started there. And actually, it's quite a funny story because I've had an amazing career at Hitachi. But the job that I got when I started, I wasn't their first choice. So it's quite amazing how far I went at the company, because I remember I went for the interview at 17 and I thought, oh yeah, I'm going to smash it, I'm going to get this job. But I got a decline letter, you know, as, mm-hmm. as happens. But then I think it was like about a month later, or maybe not even that long, maybe 2 weeks, I had a letter drop through the letterbox and it said, oh, you know, we've basically changed our mind. Would you be interested in working for us? So I went in, and it turned out that the lady who had actually been the first choice, she left at lunchtime. She wouldn't go back.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah, okay. So that was my kind of my step up into my first job and into corporate world. But the guy that I was working for, it was quite hard to work for, because he was a bit of a stress head, so I think people used to find him quite scary, but I didn't. He was a pussycat, really, you know. So yeah, so I started there in 2007, and then I worked my way up from working in the purchasing department. Worked in sales for a bit, you know, writing quotations, taking customer calls, analyzing and reporting kind of, you know, sales data. And then I worked as the PA to the finance director. And that was really, really interesting. I was really young as well. I think I must have only been about 20 then. So mm-hmm. It was quite, you know, 20, 21, something like that. Quite a big job for such a young person. And then the CEO of actually it was called H&M Plant back then. But mm-hmm. I'll come to that next bit of the story. Mm-hmm. But it was called H&M Plant back then. And the CEO decided that he wanted to move the head office from Bridgewater in Somerset to the northeast. He was creating a super depot, so he was closing, I think he closed five depots, and, you know, created a huge depot with manufacturing facilities in it and everything. And he asked me to go to the northeast and be his PA. So yeah, it was only myself, the CEO, and the FD who went from the original head office, and two other people from another depot. So I was part of a team of five that, you know, started this brand new depot, you know, we recruited all the staff and trained them and all of this. And yeah, it was, that was really, that was fantastic. And that's how I ended up here. And I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love the Northeast.
What an amazing opportunity though, that, you know.
I know. And it was funny actually, because we talked about, you know, he'd made me an offer and he was thinking, you know, oh, have I offered her enough to make the move? But he could have offered me nothing. I still would have done it because it was like, opportunity. So we joke, I say, well, I would have took less. And he says, well, I would have given you more. But yeah, it was fantastic. And those first couple of years, you know, starting somewhere new, it was just brilliant. Then HM Plant, the CEO, he sold HM Plant to Hitachi in 2007. But he remained as the CEO. He's really like an entrepreneur. He's from the Northeast originally. So he was a Geordie entrepreneur, which is just the best ones, really, isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah, so I had an amazing experience there. The range of skills that I developed while I was there, you know, the things I did, it was just, oh, it was the best job in the world, really. I would still be there. But he retired from Hitachi in 2018. And because they have when you work for a Japanese company, they have a strict deadline on kind of the age that you can stay until. Mm-hmm. So he retired in 2018, and but he wasn't ready to completely retire. So he set up HM Consulting, and I went to HM Consulting with him. And so we worked exclusively for Hitachi actually at HM Consulting, and we carried out various projects for them. Mm-hmm. One that was the most interesting is we set up their UK hire company, so Hitachi. And it's done really well. It's gone from strength to strength. Even, you know, it had a bit of a bad time during the pandemic, as you can imagine, but you know, it's picked up again now. I've missed out a bit. Yeah, I've missed out the bit where I was in charge of marketing as well at Hitachi. I forgot about that bit. So I did it when I was at Hitachi. They put me through my CIM level 4 in marketing, so I did that as well. Where we are now, right? So fast forward to now, really. So around March 2020, Synergy, which was the company that we set up for Hitachi, was doing really, really, really well. We were doing less and less, and quite frankly, I was getting a little bit bored. I just felt like I had so much to give, and so then I was having, you know, make the decision, oh, do I want to go back into a full-time job? Do I want to set up on my own? I remember I had I don't know if you mind me saying, Melanie, but I had a few conversations with you, didn't I, about what I should or shouldn't do. And so I did apply for a few jobs, and I got I had interviews, and I actually got offered a job. Actually, you know that because I've told you that. but the listeners don't. So yeah, so I did get offered a job, and then I was like, oh, and then I was really pulled. I was like, do I really want this? Do I want to go and give my soul to, you know, one company, or do I want to go on my own and help many companies? So I turned the job down, and I set up Hello Friday.
And do you know what? Yeah, do you know what? That's a big leap of faith at any time. You know, I mean, I set up my business 4 years ago, and I remember at the time thinking, you know, like, oh my goodness, this is like, it really is sink or swim time, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But to do it in the middle of a pandemic as well, it really is a leap of faith, and it takes guts to do it. Is there anything that you've come across since you've started up your business that you didn't, you know, I didn't expect all of this?
Mm-hmm. What I would say is I miss IT. I miss the IT guy.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's so true. It's like a huge learning curve, isn't it, for any sole trader, any small business. And all I'll say about that is that there was a DBN member who's in IT, and I'll speak to you about her later. Okay. And I'm sure she'll be able to help you. But yeah, you know, it's it's a huge learning curve, and you know, that's where I've found DBN to come in handy, you know, tap into a lot of resources that's within the DBN community. Because you just joined DBN, was it in May, April?
I think it was around about May, yeah.
So how have you found DBN?
Oh, it's just been amazing. I started off as a guest, and
guest?
Yes, everybody, I was Melanie's guest. And I think we managed to get to one meeting before lockdown, I think, didn't we? One physical meeting. And I loved that. And I thought, oh my God, this is really good. And I was really scared because I hadn't really done networking before. It wasn't something that we did at Hitachi, in the same sense. You know, we networked with our customers, but we didn't, I don't know how I'm explaining that right, but it's completely different anyway.
Yeah.
And then we went virtual, and I joined because I thought, oh wow, I cannot not be part of this. You know, everybody was so welcoming, so kind. And then you've got Gary, who, you know, and David, who just bend over backwards to help you. Nothing's too big of a problem. And actually, when I attend any of the events, including like the training's been amazing, and the actual online networking events, it makes my day, it cheers me up, you know. I look forward to it, even though it's at 9 o'clock in the morning, I still look forward to it.
Yeah, because being, you know, there's truth in that, because being a small business owner, especially if you're working remotely, and it can be quite a lonely place, can't it?
It can be a very lonely place.
And having just
faces in the morning is quite nice.
Yeah, and am I right in thinking that you got, I can remember attending one of the early virtual ones this year, networking meetings since we went into lockdown, and you were talking to the group, I think there's probably about 30 of us on there, and you were talking to everyone saying, oh, I'm not quite sure if it's the right time to start a new business, and everyone's saying, what did they say? Go for it, didn't they? And actually you got some leads from that meeting as well, didn't you?
I did. I started basically straight after that. I was contacted by somebody who was there, and I started working for him. Communications, and then then I started working for one of his contacts, and I'm helping him set up his business, which is amazing. And then I've just started working with somebody else from DBN, and I'm loving that work as well. And you know, you're working, the people that I'm working with, they're like-minded, you know, they've got enthusiastic and they're driven, and it's just just brilliant. And also I don't know if I'm allowed to name companies, but you know, Westward Accountancy. So I'm working with them. They're doing my accounts, and I had training on Xero with them, and that was really, really good. So yeah, it's a really good community where everyone's kind of, you know, you don't really need to look any further because what you need is there, you know.
I think what I find about DBN is that if they don't know, they'll find out for you, and they're a really good referral source as well. So a lot of people think that networking is you just sort of turn up, you give out a load of business cards, and you get so many leads back. But it's not like that at all, from my experience. You need to put a little bit of work into it, and what I mean by that is it's a trust thing, isn't it? You need to get to know people, because once they know you and once they know what you do and get to know a bit more about what your work quality is like, then they won't hesitate to recommend to you. So I think that's one of the really good things about DBN. And you know, it's so supportive. Don't get us wrong, there's a lot of supportive networking groups out there, but I think sometimes you've just got to try a few before you find your tribe. It was Ruth Jacobs at Jack Wicks Designs. I loved that phrase. She said, you know, the first time she walked into a DBN meeting, she knew she'd found her tribe. Did you feel something like that?
I really did feel that. I really did.
So listen, Alison, you know, what does the future hold for Hello Friday? I know that you've just launched your Facebook page, and you've got some, you know, what have you got in the pipeline coming up? Is there anything you can share with us?
Well, at the moment I'm writing the content for my website.
Fantastic.
So hopefully I'll have that up and ready before this podcast is launched. So I know Gary's got a few to do before mine, so gives me a little bit more time. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. And also kind of looking to the future, like not now, but you know, a little bit more to the future, I'm looking to collaborate with other businesses to just to fill in the skills, because although I think most people think, well, I am a VA, but I'm more of a whole business. That's what I want to offer. I want to offer kind of everything.
Yeah.
But I do have skills gaps, and I'd like to collaborate with other people to kind of fill those gaps. And I love working with people. So I do get like, you know, it's a little bit lonely on your own. So yeah, I think that's kind of where I'm at the moment.
So if anyone's listening out there and they want to get in touch with Alison from Hello Friday, what's the best way to do that at the moment, Alison?
Just find me on Facebook, I think. That's probably the easiest. All my contact details are there. You can just type in Hello Friday and as you know it comes up.
Yeah. I think it's Hello Friday 777, isn't it? Something like that.
Hey.
Not that I'm stalking you or anything. What's your email address for anyone who wants to get in touch with me via email?
It's alison@hellofriday.org.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Alison, yeah. I could sit and talk to you all day. It's been really, really interesting. Yeah, it was lovely. Hopefully I'll see you at the next DBN get together. I think there's one on Monday, isn't there? And then there's a Halloween one actually with Tony, another DBN member, Tony Little, who's a local archaeologist. And he absolutely fascinates me with his stories. So I'm really looking forward to that. And if any of the listeners out there would like to subscribe to the DBN podcast, please do, because you will be notified in advance as new episodes are published. Thanks again, Alison, and I'll speak to you soon.
Nice to speak to you. Bye.
Bye.